We are caretakers of paradise.
In the cosmic embrace of our great starship Earth, we unite as voyagers of spirit and sound. With hearts as open as the sky and minds as fertile as the Earth, we honour the sacred rhythm within us. Guided by the wisdom of stars, nurtured by ancient spirits, we pledge to cherish and protect our sacred mothership. In this moment, we awaken, together, rising in love and power, embarking on this journey with courage and reverence. So be it. In unity and co-creation, we begin.
Welcome, everyone, to another enlightening episode of the Caretakers of Paradise podcast. Today, we have a very special guest, someone whose wisdom transcends the boundaries of conventional medicine and delves deep into the essence of ancient healing practices. Please welcome Dr. Halcyon Sage.
Hello, everyone. It's truly a pleasure to be here with you all today. I must say, the journey of health is as vast and as mysterious as the cosmos itself, and I am merely a traveler, eager to share the glimpses of truth I've gathered along the way.
Dr. Sage, our listeners are on the edge of their seats, eager to embark on this journey with us. Today, we're peeling back the layers of conventional health wisdom to reveal the secrets and controversies of ancient healing practices. What can our listeners expect from our conversation today?
Oh, well, indubitably, we shall embark on a fascinating exploration, unraveling the rich tapestry of ancient wisdom that has been somewhat overshadowed by the bright lights of modern medicine. We'll dive into the essence of practices that have nurtured the well-being of civilizations across millennia. Practices that invite us to reconnect with the natural world and the very energy that flows through us.
That sounds absolutely captivating. It's as if we're about to uncover a hidden truth, a truth that might just change the way we view health and healing altogether. Prepare to question what you know about health and to discover the hidden truths that might just change the way you live. Dr. Sage, where do we begin this journey of discovery?
Excellent question, my dear apprentice. Our journey begins at the very foundation of ancient healing, understanding the interconnection of mind, body, and spirit. You see, unlike the segmented approach of modern medicine, ancient practices view health as the harmonious balance of these three elements. By exploring methodologies from Ayurveda to traditional Chinese medicine, and even the principles of Qigong, we'll uncover the profound simplicity and complexity of achieving balance and harmony within.
The concept of harmony and balance is so essential, yet often overlooked in our fast-paced modern world. It sounds like we're in for a deeply transformative conversation.
Well, before we get in too deep, I must make sure you are all aware any of my suggestions or statements are not medical advice, and you should, of course, consult with a practitioner regarding these types of matters.
Today we delve into a topic that resonates deeply with many of our listeners: the hidden battle between ancient healing practices and the pharmaceutical industry's stronghold on healthcare. Dr. Sage, could you enlighten us on how more ancient holistic modalities such as Ayurvedic and traditional Chinese medicine approach health and healing?
Yes, indubitably. You see, both Ayurveda and traditional Chinese medicine are ancient systems of healing that approach health by aiming to balance life forces within us. Ayurveda speaks of balancing the doshas, vata, pitta, and kapha, through diet, herbal remedies, meditation, and yoga. TCM, on the other hand, focuses on the flow of qi, or vital energy, through meridians, balancing yin and yang, and using herbs, acupuncture, and qigong to maintain harmony. These traditions use these frameworks to treat the root cause of illness, not just the symptoms, as is often the case in the pharmaceutical-dominated healthcare model.
Fascinating, Dr. Sage. It seems there's a stark contrast with the way Big Pharma operates, focusing more on symptom management rather than holistic well-being. Speaking of which, I've come across discussions on shamanic practices and the use of herbal tinctures and teas. How do these fit into the narrative?
Ah, indeed, indeed. Shamanic practices and herbalism are integral to understanding the natural world's profound connection to our health. Shamans work with plant spirits to heal and guide the soul, while herbalists craft tinctures and teas that harness plants' healing properties. These methods have been marginalized or dismissed as mere folklore by mainstream medicine. Yet they hold keys to profound healing and understanding of our interconnectedness with nature. Again, these are simply different frameworks which help us to get to the root of the issue. And these are frameworks that have stood the test of time.
That brings us to a more contentious topic, Dr. Sage. There are allegations that powerful remedies from these practices are often intentionally discredited by Western medicine. How do you view these claims?
Ah, a sensitive topic indeed, but worth addressing. There seems to be a pattern, unfortunately, where some of the more effective remedies, holistic practices, are met with skepticism or outright dismissal by the Western medical establishment. This isn't to say all modern medicine is flawed, far from it. However, the dominance of Big Pharma has created a landscape where the profitability of medicine often outweighs the holistic well-being of the patient. It's plausible to suggest that certain natural healing knowledge is suppressed to maintain profit margins, a disservice to the vast tapestry of healing wisdom available to us.
It's a sobering thought, Dr. Sage, that financial interests could hinder the global recognition of these ancient healing practices. What would you suggest to our listeners who are looking to navigate this complex terrain of health and healing?
My advice, dear listeners, is to educate yourselves. Delve into the rich histories that exist in this vast world. Listen to your body and seek healing practices that resonate with your being. It's also crucial to engage in conversations with healthcare professionals who are open to integrative approaches to medicine. There's a place for both ancient wisdom and modern science in our journey toward health and well-being. The balance, however, is key, and finding that balance requires both knowledge and intuition. Huzzah to the journey of discovery and healing that lies ahead for us all.
Thank you, Dr. Halcyon Sage, for sharing your insights and wisdom. It's clear that the path to true health is multifaceted and deeply personal.
Friends, let us join now in a guided movement meditation, inspired by the ancient principles of Qigong. Stand with your feet shoulder-width apart, knees slightly bent. Allow your arms to hang loosely by your sides. Close your eyes gently, taking a deep breath in through your nose and exhale slowly through your mouth. Feel the ground beneath your feet, solid and supportive. Inhale deeply, imagining roots growing from the soles of your feet deep into the earth, grounding you. As you exhale, visualize any tension or negative energy flowing down those roots and being absorbed by the earth. Repeat this breathing pattern 3 times, each time feeling more centered and grounded. Place the tips of your thumbs and index fingers together, forming a triangle. Gently place the triangle over your forehead, where your third eye is located, keep your other fingers relaxed and extended. As you breathe in, envision a luminous indigo light at your third eye, pulsating gently with each breath. With every exhale, imagine this light growing brighter, expanding your awareness. Slowly lower your hands and begin to move them in a flowing motion in front of you, as if gently gathering and pushing away the air. With each inward movement, draw in light and positivity. With each outward push, release darkness and negativity. Allow yourself to feel both the joy and the sorrow, the ease and the discomfort, recognizing them as essential parts of life's whole. Gradually, let your movements become larger, involving your whole body. As you sway and step gently from side to side, lift your arms towards the sky, then gently lower them, as if moving through layers of emotions. Breathe in deeply to embrace every feeling, acknowledging its presence without judgment. Breathe out to release any resistance, letting go of the need to categorize experiences as solely good or bad. With each breath and movement, imagine yourself stretching beyond your physical boundaries, connecting with the energy around you. Feel the interplay of light and shadow, pain and joy, within and without. Recognize yourself as a being capable of vast emotional depth and resilience. Gradually slow your movements, bringing your hands to rest over your heart, one on top of the other. Take a few deep breaths, allowing the energy you've cultivated to settle within you, nourishing your heart and soul. Whisper a word of gratitude for the courage to embrace the full spectrum of existence. Gently open your eyes, carrying with you the awareness and openness cultivated during this meditation.
Can you tell us about the sound technology known as binaural beats and brainwave entrainment?
Ah, yes, indubitably. Huzzah! Indeed, a fascinating subject. Binaural beats are, in essence, apparent sounds that our brain perceives when two different tones, each with a slightly different frequency, are played in each ear using headphones. The brain, in its vast complexity, processes these two distinct frequencies and perceives a third tone, which is the mathematical difference between the two. This phenomenon, known as the frequency following response, can induce various states of consciousness depending on the frequency of the binaural beat. This is one form of what is known as brainwave entrainment.
That sounds quite powerful. How can these induced states of consciousness benefit us?
The potential benefits are vast and varied. For instance, binaural beats can help induce states of deep relaxation, improve focus and concentration, enhance creativity, and even aid in meditation. They can also help manage pain, reduce anxiety, and improve sleep quality. By aligning the brain's frequencies with the intended binaural beat, one can essentially tune the mind to a more desirable state.
Fascinating. But with such power to influence the mind, could binaural beats also be used for mind control? How do we navigate the thin line between use and misuse?
Ah, a most pertinent question indeed. It stumbles upon the broader discourse of the ethical use of technology. While it is theoretically possible that binaural beats could be used in ways that manipulate or control, it is crucial to remember that liberation lies in intention and awareness. When used with conscious intent, binaural beats become a tool for liberation from the cacophony of manipulative media and the incessant noise of our modern world. They offer a pathway to reclaim our mental space, allowing us to tune out external pressures and tune into our inner peace and wisdom.
So, in your view, Dr. Sage, the key is conscious use and ethical application.
Precisely, my dear friend. Conscious use, coupled with an understanding of one's own mind and intentions, transforms binaural beats from mere sound waves into a powerful tool for self-exploration and liberation. When used with intention, these technologies are much more effective than their covert use could ever be. You see, these technologies rely on the power of suggestion in large part. So in order to obtain the highest effectiveness, you need to accept the suggestion that the oscillating tones offer us. It empowers individuals to choose their mental states, to cultivate inner harmony, and to explore the vast landscapes of consciousness that lie within us all.
Dr. Halcyon Sage, your insights have been illuminating. Binaural beats and brainwave entrainment hold great potential. It's up to us to navigate these waters with wisdom and intention. Thank you for sharing your profound knowledge with us today.
The pleasure is all mine. Remember, the path to liberation is paved with awareness and intention. May we all find our way to inner peace and harmony. Huzzah! In the midst of the modern world's hustle and bustle, it is easy to feel adrift, disconnected from the natural flow of life. Our days are often filled with a cacophony of demands and distractions, leaving little room for quiet reflection or genuine connection. Yet within this whirlwind of activity, there lies an opportunity to pause, to breathe deeply, and to ground ourselves in the present moment. Grounding, dear friends, is not merely a concept, but a practice of re-establishing our bond with the earth, of reminding ourselves of our place within the greater tapestry of existence. It is about finding stability and peace amidst the chaos, about drawing strength from our roots to stand tall and unwavering. Just as the ancient practices of Tai Chi and Qigong teach us to move with intention and grace, to harmonize our breath with our movements, and to align our energy with the universal flow, so too can we apply these principles to our daily lives. By embracing these practices, we invite balance and harmony into our being, nurturing our physical, emotional, and spiritual health. Yet grounding is but one piece of the puzzle. Equally important is the cultivation of connections with ourselves and with our community. To connect with oneself is to embark on a journey inward, to explore the depths of our being, and to listen, truly listen, to the whispers of our heart. It is in these moments of introspection that we discover our true desires, our passions, and our purpose. And as we foster this inner connection, we simultaneously weave stronger bonds with those around us. Our community becomes a source of strength, a network of support that uplifts and sustains us through life's trials and triumphs. In this interconnected dance of life, we are never truly alone. Our actions, our thoughts, and our energies ripple outward, touching the lives of others, and in turn, being shaped by their influence. By nurturing positive connections, by contributing our unique melodies to the symphony of existence, we create a chorus of unity, empathy, and love. A chorus that resonates with the very core of our being and echoes through the hearts of our community. So, let us not dwell on the challenges that surround us, but instead focus on the power within us, the power to ground ourselves, to connect deeply, and to contribute positively to the world around us. In doing so, we not only enhance our own well-being, but also light the way for others, creating a world that thrives on harmony, understanding, and mutual respect. Thank you for embarking on this journey with me. May you walk in peace, grounded in your truth, connected to your essence, and embraced by your community. Sweet dreams, friends.
Wow, Dr. Sage, you are an intense dude. Sweet dreams, consciousness cruisers.
Now, repeat silently to yourself. I am here, I am now. I simply am. Feel the weight of your body grounded in the embrace of the earth. Acknowledge your presence in this moment, unburdened by the past or the future. I am rooted, I am serene, I am free. With each breath, allow yourself to sink deeper into a state of pure existence. You are not your thoughts, your worries, or your responsibilities. You are the consciousness experiencing them. I am the sky, not the passing clouds. Embrace the stillness within you. In this moment, there is nothing you need to do, nowhere you need to be, nothing you need to become. You are complete, just as you are. I am whole. I am enough. I simply am. Take a few more deep, nourishing breaths. Feel the energy of the universe flowing through you, connecting you to all that is. You are part of this magnificent tapestry of existence, perfect in your imperfection. I am connected. I am universal. I am one. When you're ready, gently open your eyes, carrying with you the peace and serenity of just being into the rest of your day. Remember, at any moment, you can return to this state of being by simply taking a breath and reminding yourself, I am here, I am now, I simply am.
Divine essence, illuminate our path with wisdom and grace. Empower us on our journey of healing to embrace our true selves with love. May we find peace within, whole and renewed. Until next time, fellow co-creators, and thank you for listening to the Caretakers of Paradise podcast.